This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so, you know, I've often joked that I'm a Brad bot, but I don't, you know, I'm not. Everything he does doesn't get a stamp of approval, but I've also kind of thought, but we'll wait and see. And there's, yeah, just about. It's usually he does smart things. And, you know, there's clearly a path laid out for them to keep their best players, which feels like a lot of money is spoken for. And if you make a move like this, it doesn't come without losing guys. And they might not be able to keep everybody. They might have to unload guys themselves before their contracts are up to try and recoup some draft capital, which in Brad Holmes' hands, quite frankly, is dangerous. I will be upset if he wasn't aware that Micah was really available and didn't have any conversations with Dallas. I really hope he talked to Dallas. I will be disappointed if he didn't at least get a price tag. What I'd like to hear, and we won't, is that Detroit made an offer and Green Bay topped it. I'd like to hear that. If he didn't do anything about this,
to at least push the price up higher for the Packers to land.
I mean, at the very minimal, but also see, I mean, you always call Jerry. You always call Jerry Jones because you just never know what he's going to do. By all accounts, this thing got personal.
It got real personal, apparently.
What was the thing you just read to me off the air? Where did you get that from?
This was, let me see, I can pull it back up.
Sorry, I should have told you to keep that and use it on the air. That's on me.
It was, sorry.
We'll do it later.
I have it here. It comes from Don Van Natta, who is a writer with ESPN.
Okay.
It says, Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys by shaking hands with Bum Bright. Micah Parsons committed to a contract extension with Jerry on a handshake. When Parsons reneged, Jerry decided Parsons would never again wear the star on his helmet. If Jerry can't trust you, you're done. So part of me really admires Jerry Jones for having that kind of, look, your word is bond. We're shaking hands on it. It's a done deal. That's old school, and I recognize that's not how things are done now. Mm-hmm. But I like when things are done like that, when somebody lives up to their word. The problem is Micah Parsons then got his agent involved, and the agent's like, oh, no, I can get you a better deal than that, and says, we're not taking that deal. And then it's like, whoa, all bets are off now. And now you're dealing with an owner that looks like he's being stubborn, and he's holding true to his principles. Like I said,
do you have respect for that?
There's a certain amount of respect I have for that with Jerry Jones. I don't like that somebody agreed to a deal and then backs out of a deal. That's not kosher with me.
Well, that was the Adam Schefter report last week that they had. Micah said, I'll take this. Jerry said, okay, matched it. And then Micah said, eh. Or it sounds like the agent said, no, we want more. And that's a no-no. And that gets people upset. And if it was personal, it was personal. And Jerry pulled the plug. And next thing you know, Micah Parsons is a Packer. But I really hope the Lions at least kick the tires. And if they didn't, I'll be disappointed. It's not the end of the world. It's clear that Brad has a plan, and we'll talk about that as the show goes on. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe next here on 97.1. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, Joe.
So, Jerry, fly as a fox. The way I'm looking at it, he likes the shiniest thing in the room, so he's hoarding number one picks. He's going to try and get Arch Manning in a year or two.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine that that is something that he is angling for and can see a future and would love the idea of bringing a Texas kid in, a kid from the University of Texas.
Well, don't they already have Dak signed for a long, long, long time at a ridiculous amount of money?
Maybe, but I think
kick him down the curb, I think.
Is there outs in Dak's contract? I'd have to go through the specifics of his contract. Yes, they do have him signed for a long time. But guys get old fast. He's 32, man. He's 32, and there's an out after next season.
Well,
maybe not. I'm sorry. No. Out in two more seasons after this one.
Well, two first-round picks each year is one. I don't know if they're going to have enough to get done unless the Cowboys actually suck and they just get the pick on their own, which that won't happen. The Cowboys are already, they're a decent football team.
248-539-9797. James in Auburn Hills. What's up, James?
Hi. I think what people are annoyed over here about is not so much to do with Micah Parsons. I think it's more the fact that Brad Holmes is just ignoring the opposite edge of Aiden. I mean, Bob Muhammad over here and Marcus Davenport, you'll be lucky if between the two of them there's a starting
all
NFL
right, James,
lineman.
Who did you want them to go get?
Well, there's Darius Smith. There's a whole offseason. They also could trade for people. And I'm not a GM, but
yeah,
like,
no, I mean,
this is not an alternative.
I got to tell you, because it's a cap world, there are times and places where you have to take a calculated risk. They are taking a calculated risk at the edge spot opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, and that person is Marcus Davenport. And
that's not calculated. Relying on Marcus Davenport, I mean, can I ask you a serious question? If they gave you a bet, someone offered you to bet $1,000 if he's going to play more than seven games this year, would you take that bet? No. That's crazy. This guy hasn't played forever. I mean, relying on Marcus Davenport is just irresponsible. That's not calculated.
Well, I mean, I guess, James, just keep in mind, they had one hell of a defense last year without Marcus Davenport and a healthy Hutch, and then Hutch got hurt.
So, James, if they go out and
I'm not saying that, but the question is, can they be better? The question is, and they have cap space.
Well,
there's zero reason not to improve the roster. There's no reason to leave that spot open. And when the Packers go get Micah Parsons and we're stuck
with there is potential reasons. The cap space is probably spoken for in many ways. One, and if you add a player like Micah Parsons, you have to add a huge, huge salary because he wanted that new contract.
No, I don't want Micah. I just want to.
Okay, hold on, James. Two is they have flexibility to do something at the trade deadline.
Well,
they're going to be one of the teams that can be a huge buyer at the trade deadline. They're going to need things to fall their way to be a huge buyer. Last year, they had some flexibility, and he said the players that they wanted weren't available. I am really interested in Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, who's clearly in his last year in Cincy. And if they get off to a bad spot, the team that's ready to pounce is Detroit. But you know, I mean, I think that they like Al-Qaeda Muhammad. Sorry, they do. They obviously like him more than you do, and they like Marcus Davenport.
So it was 2 years.
I'd probably take that bet, by the way. I probably would.
7 seems a little light. I would probably take it, but if you could say like 10, then I'm like, I don't know about 10, but 7, okay. 2 years ago, they didn't do anything. Last year, they did. Last year, they got Zadarius Smith.
They didn't do the massive move. But
no, and I think the caller, I think James was saying, he's like, he wants, go get Zadarius Smith.
They don't want him. I think it's pretty clear they don't want him.
They may not, and I'd love to know the reason why they don't want him. If they don't want him, I don't think it can't be money. And, you know, Trey Hendrickson isn't the only player that you're going to be keeping an eye on when you get to the trade deadline. It's just that's the most obvious one if Cincinnati's in the tank that they're going to trade him. So to have some flexibility, I understand that. But to start the season, I mean, we're, you know, 8 days away from the NFL or 9 days away from the NFL starting, and Zadarius Smith is still out there and there's still other players that are out there. I understand why fans want something to happen.
Yeah, and there's if they need it, the other thing we got to keep in mind is edge rusher might not be their need. It might not be their need. Their defense as constructed without Marcus Davenport and without Za'Darius Smith at the beginning of last year, were they creating a pass rush?
Well, yeah, because they had a one-man wrecking crew, yeah.
Were they pretty good defensively without Marcus Davenport and Za'Darius Smith last year?
Yeah, to start the season they were,
yep.
And then everything happened.
And then Hutch got hurt, and then everybody else got hurt.
But this
They're counting on a healthy defense this year being way better than last year.
Well, but they're counting on in the second half of the season.
Hold on. And then the other thing is, sorry. The other thing is, if edge rusher isn't the need, interior offensive line might be. So I think they're taking this team out for a test drive to see whether or not they actually need to add a veteran guard or tackle or guard or center. I think that might be part of the calculus here too.
It's possible because the long-term plan is to, it seems like having Ratledge slide over to center at some point. But they did draft Miles Frazier, who I think they like a lot, who's hurt and didn't get a chance to go through training camp. But you know, that's somebody to look at for next year. But the defense last year, which was so good to start the season last year, those guys aren't here right now. Not all of them. Hutch is, which is great. But you're missing Aleem McNeil.
That's true.
That's a big one to miss. You're missing Levi Onwuzurike. You're missing Pascal at this point. You're missing Malcolm Rodriguez. You're missing some parts. Not that the Malcolm Rodriguez is a major part of this team's defense, but he was definitely a part. And you're getting other guys back. Hutch looks like he's in great shape, ready to go. Barnes, I think he's ready to go.
They started last year without DJ Reader, and he was hurt, and he came back. So it's kind of a lean for DJ. I can see why they have confidence in this defense being way better. But, you know, again, they have flexibility to make another move if necessary. 248-539-9797. And given the concerns about the interior of the offensive line, let's be clear here. They might need a guard or center. They might. Hope not, but they might. Let's go to Scott next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Scott.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, Gator. Hi, Doug.
What's up?
Hey, Scott.
It's been a while since I talked to you guys. Last time I talked to you was after the NFC title game, and I still want a live line on the sideline in the playoffs this season. But I've been looking at the two teams, Packers and the Lions, and I know now the Packers are the favorite, and the Packers did get better. There's obviously nobody in their right mind would argue they didn't. But I was looking, if you take Hutchinson off the Lions and you take Parsons off Packers, who has a better roster? Who has the better team? Hell, who has the better coach? I still would take our roster and our players over Green Bay. And I think when you add Hutchinson and you add Parsons, those edge players are pretty comparable. I mean, if you're, you know, what's Parsons, a 95 and Hutch is a 92, a 93? I mean, there's no big gap between those guys. The big gap is with everybody else on the field. And I think sometimes, and some of the fans that we might forget, we beat Green Bay twice last year without Hutch. Granted, they didn't have Parsons, but We beat them twice last year without Hutch. I still like our chances. I still think we've got the better roster. We've got the better players.
Thank you for the phone call, Scott. So there's something else going on here as far as Holmes' commitment to his plan, and I want to talk about it at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. Micah Parsons is in Green Bay. Are the Lions cooked, in your opinion? Would you rather be Detroit or Green Bay right now? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.